Arthur. It's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the kitchen, we find Mr. Victor Cook all by himself. Mr. Cook has drawn the oil-cloth-covered table over by the sink, where he's established himself before an impressive array of documents and writing materials. We judge that extra work at the office has necessitated this. Listen, though. Familiar voices are heard in the dining room.
How did you lock up when I left? Oh, my pussy man. Where did you go for?
Oh, sir. I am home.
Well, hi, Bob. Well, hello there.
Send me love and sweetest greetings. This is the happiest of meetings.
Well, we wondered why the door was unlocked.
I bet you did. Who's your friend?
Sure, this is a fellow named Russell. You working?
Turning to. I got rather specialized job to tackle.
How come you're working in the kitchen?
I figured a change of scene might be conducive to fresh and original thinking.
I suppose you aren't asked to get out of here and leave you alone, huh?
Maybe you wouldn't mind too much.
Well, come on, Russell. We'll go in the other room.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe you can help me a little with it.
What is it you're doing?
Writing an article for the Kitchener Dealers Quarterly.
Oh?
Yeah, it's a tough assignment.
Will I print your name underneath and everything?
Sure. The History of Flat Number 14 by Victor R. Gook.
Well,
received a letter from the editor just this afternoon asking me to do it. Quite a feather in my cap, I think.
Nice to say.
Sounds like an easy enough job. I know the history of plant number 14 like I know the palm of my hand. But there's difficulties just the same. For instance, the editor wants my piece to be 3,000 words in length. How the heck many words is 3,000 words?
I'll be glad to answer that question for you, though.
All right, go ahead.
3,000 is just another way of saying 10 times 300.
Well, thanks very much.
Not at all.
You're a great help to Papa.
Only too happy.
Sadie, honey.
Yeah?
How many heck words is there in 3,000 words?
Oh, lads, I wouldn't know.
You see, I'm stumped right off the bat.
3,000 is also just another way of saying 5 times 600.
You're making game of me.
No. 2,000 was also just another way of saying 2 times 1,500.
Exactly the information I've been trying to get a hold of. Tell you what you do. Run as fast as you can to the downtown section and spread the news. And don't hurry back because I'd like to talk to your mother a minute without people butting in.
Well, heck.
The reason this is important, Sade, is because I have no concept of 3,000 words.
Plus, you understood all about numbers. Your big chief accountant down to office and all.
I understand all about numbers, yes, but I don't understand them from a literary angle. The editor of the Kitchener Dealers Quarterly wants my article to be 3,000 words in length. Well, how long is an article that's 3,000 words in length? I have to have a beginning and a middle and an ending, see? Where I'm stumped is, where does one start and the other leave off? I don't want to elaborate on some thought and then all of a sudden find out that I've used up my 3,000 words. You get the point of what I'm trying to say?
Not very well, no.
Well, you've gone to the store and bought a sack of salt.
Yeah.
You probably bought 1,000 sacks of salt.
I think I have.
Do you know how many grains of salt there is in a sack of salt?
No.
Same way with me in this 3,000-word article. I don't know how many words 3,000 words is.
How many have you got so far?
What was your question, Dr. Speech, honey?
How many words have you got written down so far?
Count them. The.
One.
History.
Two.
Of.
Three.
Plant.
Four.
Number.
Five.
14.
Six. You got 6 words so far. You need 2,000. Okay, 3,000 minus 6 leaves 2,994. You got 2,994 words yet to go.
Helen, old chum, you're a marvel. I'd love to shake your hand, only I broke my arm a while ago.
I don't see why you can't count them as you go along.
You don't count.
No, suppose I pass the remark, I guess I'll buy a banana and throw it at my uncle. How many words is that? I guess I will buy a banana and throw it...
You're a tad old, Justice Carr.
Yeah?
Go frolic with your wee playmate.
Yeah.
Here's another problem I'm up against, Sade. The editor said in his letter that he wanted the material to be vivid and colorful. Well, the trouble with that is there ain't anything vivid and colorful about the history of plant number 14.
Ain't there?
No. I can give the history of plant number 14 in one sentence.
Can you?
In the year 1910, the president and board of directors of the company voted to erect a factory in McLean County, Illinois. See anything vivid and colorful about that?
No.
Neither do I. And I'm supposed to write 3,000 words.
Well, you can juice it up, can't you? In the year 1910, a group of black-bearded men was seen huddled about the campfire. These men were the president and the board of directors of the Consolidated Kitchenware Company. Suddenly, savage howls were heard and a crowd of bloodthirsty redskins appeared. They had arranged this attack in order to see beautiful Gladys Mordaunt and hold her for answer. Something along them lines.
You're a wonderful man, Mr. Hood.
Well,
I bought you a 16-cylinder sedan at a present. It's parked in front of the house by the curb. Go out and climb in the back seat and go to sleep.
Well, I was only trying to help.
You see what I'm up against, Dave? 3,000 vivid, colorful words I'm supposed to whip out. Where's it going to come from?
Ain't there anything exciting about the Times?
Nothing of general interest that I can think of. The Kitchener Dealer's Quarterly is read by a large number of people. The editor wants something that'll knock them out of their chairs.
Well, why don't you follow Mr. Hoosier's suggestion?
Did he have a suggestion?
Juice it up.
How?
Oh, one of the largest buildings in McLean County is plant number 14 of the Consolidated Kitchener Company. Many lovely people work in it. They get paid every 2 weeks. Just recently, plant number 14 put in a new concrete drive.
Does that strike you as vivid and colorful? No. Well, you see what I'm up against? I'd like to see.
Oh, and Mr. Punkman broke his leg.
What?
That's something exciting to put in the teeth.
Ed Punkman breaking his leg?
No.
People break their leg every day in the week.
No, but this was unusual.
Why was it?
He fell off a chair and broke his leg.
Well, lots of slobs fall off the chairs and break their legs.
You juice it up, Gus. Mr. Edward Tupman was a sturdy, good-natured man of 46. He had iron gray hair and blue eyes. When he came to plant 14 morning, his fellow workers were wont to call out, "Here's Mr. Edward Tupman. Let's give him 3,000 cheers." They were given with a will. Mr. Edward Tupman plays the violin.
All right. Go on.
Mr. Edward Tupman fell off a chair and broke his leg.
You see, you proposed literary gym?
No.
Neither do I.
I have got an idea about them 3,000 words, though.
Let's hear it.
Well, you said you needed a beginning, a middle, and an end.
That's right.
You've got 1,000 words for your beginning, 1,000 words for your middle, and 1,000 words for your end.
I don't even know how many words 1,000 words is.
So call them as you go along. Suppose you start out to see, "Mr. Edward Tupman fell off a chair and broke his leg." Okay, how many words is that? "Mr. Edward Tupman fell off a chair and broke his leg." That's an even 11 words.
An even 11 words.
Well, call it 10 to make it easy. Oh, here, I got a better way yet. Pick out a sentence with 5 words in it and get a mental picture of what a 5-word sentence looks like. What's a 5-word sentence?
"You are a horse."
Well, that's only a 4-word sentence. "You are a lame horse." Appreciate the angle I'm attempting to put across?
No.
Very simple.
I'll say.
The plant caught on fire one time, dear.
Lots of places catch on fire.
Yeah, but nobody ever found out how this particular fire started.
Have you ever seen the phrase in the newspaper, "It was a fire of undetermined origin"?
Yeah.
Seen it 100 times, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, juice it up. Everybody was sound asleep in bed that fatal night. The courthouse clock had just struck midnight. Suddenly, wild shrieks rent the air, and the scream of a terrified woman could be heard as flames shot towards the sky and death.
Oh, my.
Huh?
Nothing.
You don't like that, huh?
No.
Well, anyway, I know a way for you to come out even in your 3,000 words.
All right.
Work towards the middle when you write your article. Put down your first sentence, please. "Mr. Edward Putnam fell off a chair and broke his leg." Next, put down your last sentence. "And that is the end of the history of plant number 14. Then put down your second sentence. Then put down your next to your last sentence. And put down your third sentence. And put down your third to the last sentence. And keep on like that. Work towards the middle.
Okay.
Do you admire the idea?
No.
Here's something you can tell about. The time Mr. Rubus went to Chicago and missed his train and telegraph.
Never mind, Sigil.
That's no good.
Uh-oh.
I guess we're not doing much good, Willie. Don't look like it. Well, come on. Let's go another room. Okay.
I'm going with you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How about your article?
There is no article. There never was an article. There never will be an article. I'm very sad.